can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back for another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. Today we have a question about cameras.
Hi, ladies. Us hosts are seeing so much out there right now about cameras and Airbnb. I have one on my front porch. Is this still okay? Can you guys cut through all the noise and tell us exactly what we need to know about cameras? Can we have them? Should we have them? Thanks for all you do. Appreciate it.
There is a lot of chatter right now about cameras because Airbnb just released an update to their security device policy.
And it takes effect today.
Yeah.
April 30th, 2024.
Now, no matter what side you stand on their updates, their policy, if you get a booking from Airbnb, you are beholden to their policies. So it's best just to know what they are. To be compliant. And I don't know about you, but I'm also not going to change the setup of my home, whether it's a Vrbo guest or an Airbnb guest or direct book guest, Google guest. So I think today we can answer Russell's question and talk about cameras and other security devices like decibel monitoring systems and how we can use them in a way that protects our home and protects our guests without violating their privacy.
Exactly. Russell wanted us to cut through the noise. I'm going to cut through the noise and just read verbatim because I think it's important. Hosts are not, N-O-T, allowed, not allowed to have security cameras and recording devices that monitor any part of the listing's interior, such as the listing's hallway, bedroom, bathroom, living room, or guest house, even if they are turned off or disconnected. I think that's very important. Even if they are turned off or disconnected. Hidden security cameras are strictly prohibited. These prohibitions? I said that wrong, right?
No, you did.
Oh, it's right? Okay. These prohibitions also apply to the common areas and shared spaces of the private room listing. For example, a living room. Okay. I know that a lot of people are like, of course they're not allowed. I can share with you, I've known hosts who did have them and like over the front door as guests were coming in. I mean, it was literally at the front door. They had like giant welcome areas. And I always thought that was a little like, no.
Yeah, no. If it's inside, do not do it.
They were paralleling it to like the lobby of a hotel. It was like the lobby of their giant home. No. And I was like, no, that's inside. So nothing inside. I think a key point that even if you have turned off or disconnected, because let's say you do have cameras, if you have children, nanny cams, things like that, that you have around, it doesn't matter. They got to be gone.
Let's keep going here. Hosts are allowed to have exterior security cameras and recording devices as long as they do not monitor areas where users have a greater expectation of privacy, such as inside of an enclosed outdoor shower or in a sauna. And you must disclose the location of all your exterior security cameras. I have a camera in my front yard. I have a camera over my patio. I have a camera over my pool. Or I have a doorbell camera monitoring my front door and the hallway of my apartment building. But here's where you also need to reach out to your insurance company, because I know that our insurance company had issues with our exterior security cameras. And I had to send them a recording of what our security cameras were recording. they wanted to know. So even though Airbnb is allowing it, you also need to get an extra layer deeper and make sure that your insurance company knows exactly where they are and exactly what they're recording. Also, you have to disclose where they're at. But I've also learned this from Airbnb. You have to disclose on your external security cameras, it's hard to say, that they are recording 24/7 and that you have access to the recordings at all times. I know that sounds obvious, but you still should include that in your disclosures on all your listings. Also, if you have a website, I would also include this in your terms and conditions page on your website.
Oh, yeah, it's like a double up.
Just an extra layer. You know, we like a backup for our backup.
I have a question really quick though. As we were just rereading through these, how do they feel about over hot tubs? That's kind of like not mentioned here. And sometimes I feel like people get in hot tubs with...
Well, it's also super subjective.
Right, because a pool could be a spool, which is a spa hot tub pool.
Well, it says, I would say on Airbnb.com, we're reading from their website, that greater expectation of privacy, but that is subjective.
Right.
But it does have an example of host must disclose the location of exterior security cameras. Example, I have a camera over my pool. So I think in that case, it's fine as long as you disclose it, it's recording at all times and that you have access to the recording at all times and making sure your insurance company is okay with that.
As you can imagine, Sarah and I are talking about short-term rentals all the time.
Ad nauseum.
With anybody who comes in contact with us. And it's normally not the good stuff, especially if they're not hosts. They want to know all the ins and outs and all the dirt. And I get the camera question a lot. And the way that I combat it, it's before this went into effect, but a lot of people would ask about these like cameras in bedrooms. And I've never, besides that one person that I knew that had a giant house and something over in the like main area with the front door, I've never heard of an interior camera. But I always like to let everybody know when we're talking about these exterior cameras, look around at a hotel when you check in next time. You are on camera everywhere. And I don't mind it. Like, in the elevator, in the hallways, in the lobby, in all of the common areas, in the parking garages, in the valet area. Like, that is under constant surveillance. And the only way that makes me feel is safer. I know that that is for safety of the guest and safety of the property. And we just want to remind you, we did just record a YouTube video all about this. So check that out too, because we dig in a little deeper there about hosts becoming obsessive about checking their exterior cameras and guests checking in. Again, this is just to protect your property, all right? And protect the guest staying on your property. These are not anything to, you know, spying devices, if you will.
Right. The exterior cameras. I think that's what I want to double down on is your Ring doorbell is not meant for you to like at check-in time to hop on your phone and watch your guest check in. If you put yourself in your guest shoes, you don't want to be monitored.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets? They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this, your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
This is where the next level of this episode comes into play, where you have noise decibel monitors. We use NoiseAware, and we can link it in the show notes. If you don't know what a noise decibel monitor is, they are privacy safe noise monitors where you can set the threshold of noise within the home. It can also monitor how many smart devices are being added to your Wi-Fi. And so in that case, when noise monitors go off and guests are not quieting down, or you all of a sudden have 30 people on your Wi-Fi and you're like, wait a minute, it's a two-bedroom home. What is going on? That is when you check your exterior cameras, get a better idea of what's going on before you reach out to the guest. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be a pastime to be watching your Ring app.
No, not at all. And then I love what you just said about the noise monitors. Let's chat about those just briefly. The noise decibel monitors are allowed. And again, you just have to disclose the presence of them, but they are not allowed in bedrooms and bathrooms or sleeping areas. Okay. So that's a key thing to note there also.
And they also say the next sentence, hosts are not required to disclose where their noise decibel monitors are located.
That doesn't make sense.
And they are privacy safe, but whatever. Let's just listen to Airbnb. Just put them in your dining. I like to put them in the middle of the home. That way, that's where most people are going to gather anyway. And so I set that threshold there. And if it exceeds a threshold in the gathering space, you know what I mean? That's when there's a problem. So I would put it in your dining room, in your living area. You can also, they also have exterior ones now, which is really helpful for us when we were monitoring a downtown home that had a hot tub. And the neighbors would get upset because people would be outside enjoying the hot tub. I know I put myself up against the impossible, but we did put a noise monitor back there and that helped us. Like, hey, it's getting way too loud back there. I realize you're having fun and it's all innocent, but we do have neighbors. After 9 o'clock, you've got to quiet down. That's where these noise monitors are awesome and they don't record what you're saying. They just record the decibel level in the home. But this is new where they're not allowed in the bedrooms, bathrooms, or sleeping areas. And while you don't have to disclose that, which makes no sense to me, just don't put them there.
So as we wrap this episode up, when you go under your listing, you can edit your listing. There's guest safety and then there's safety devices. And that's where you can click on security cameras or audio recording devices. And that's where you can go in and edit and make sure that you are compliant. Let's go. I think all of these are obviously positive things because, I mean, when Airbnb, it's like, put this out there for the world. They know like, hey, this is not allowed. People have been waiting for this. Guests have been waiting for this for a long time. So you're on the up and up. You don't have these in your bedrooms and bathrooms. So you're going to be good to go.
Add it to your inspector's checklist just to do a good look around the home at all times and be aware of anything new that's been added. Because there has been the stories where they believe...
Ooh, like past guests.
Yeah. I think it's very... I mean, I know it is. It's incredibly rare, but it's just great whether you're the inspector, your cleaner's the inspector, or you have an inspector to let them know like, hey, if you notice anything different on the ceiling and the walls, you know, behind some books, like just be very aware of your home. This is another great reason why I think having less decor and tchotchkes is also a good thing. You can just stay more on top of what's going on inside of your property.
Yeah, because us living in Columbus, and I always refer to this story, the newscaster, Erin, what's her last name? She's a very famous ESPN newscaster, but there was a camera in her room here at a hotel in Columbus. So it was a really big story for a really long time that she had gotten spied on.
It's terrible. And it's like, did a staff member do it?
He got caught. I'm going to have to look that one up.
About that one. But anyway, you know, I don't think that's happening all over the place, but it's just very good to be aware of what's in your property and that your team understands that too. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.